The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Hi, I'm Randy Robison, and you know, it's been a little while since we lost my father, but we want to bring you some programs that blessed him because we know that they will bless you. So please enjoy this special program with Jordan Rubin.
Money doesn't grow on trees, but medicine does. We have an entire chapter that tells you how you can make a tea out of fruit tree leaves right in your backyard, like oak trees. This is not allegory. It's modern application, and people are being healed as a result of following God.
Jordan Rubin turns ancient biblical wisdom into modern practical application for healing. Next.
Welcome to Life Today. We are about life. You know that. We try to help the least of these and the overlooked in our viewers. You love to touch the people Jesus called the least of these, those that go unnoticed and meet their needs, whether it's food or water, or they're in bondage or prison. You visit them, you care about them. He said, you're ministering to me, and you're definitely my sheep. Well, 22 years ago, we brought a man in named Jordan Rubin who was talking about the Maker's Diet. Good to see you again, buddy.
It's great to be back.
We're talking about the Biblio diet. Live long, master metabolism, reduce pain, fight depression, and conquer cancer with healing secrets from the Bible. And he's the best at going in and giving us the biblical answers in a wise and reasonable and compelling way. It's not complicated. He simplifies it. Take off. Help us.
Well, I want to say this, that through God's inspiration, Moses said to the Israelites, today I put before you life and death, blessings and cursings, but choose life that you and your ancestors may live in the promises that God has given you. What's unique about this opportunity is people watching, people listening, are going to get an opportunity to choose life for themselves. In addition, when they choose life, they'll receive the Biblio diet, the Biblio Diet Study Guide, and they will choose life for someone who can't choose it for themselves. Wow. This is an opportunity for somebody to renew their mind, to learn God's principles that have been hidden in plain sight, and provide water, which is life, to someone who is dying to receive it. We have all the choices in the world, those of us who are watching. Sometimes we choose wisely, sometimes poorly, but we can choose, and we can also make that choice to save someone else's life. And I say this knowing how heavy a message that is, but I have overcome not just incurable Crohn's colitis, but later incurable cancer. And I've helped coach people to do the same with healing secrets from the Bible. And the same way that there's a sound of freedom ringing in our nation and our world, from the same place, which is the throne room of God, through men and women who are now in office, there's a health revolution happening by revelation. And those of us who have been fighting for this for decades are so pleased. The wind's at our back. And now, today, someone can follow a Biblio diet. Instead of saying I'm a vegetarian or a vegan or a carnivore, say you're a Bibliotarian. I'm following God's plan. To him be the glory. And today, in a few minutes, we're going to talk about healing foods from the Bible that you can find at your grocery store, you can find at Costco, you can order online. They might be in your cupboard, pantry, or spice rack today. We just don't always know how to use them. And I'm excited that people are going to understand that you can use these foods as a weapon to fight disease, or better yet, as a tool to transform your health and vitality.
Tell me, I want to know about these.
Well, that's really what he's put in the Biblio diet. And it is simple, and it's biblical truth, and it's confirmed by historical, let's say, application and recognition of it in different places in the country where these things are practiced, and you can see the positive results. Well, he's giving you all those things to consider. And by the way, he referred to, and we're trying to help people get water. Well, they don't have water. What's he mean? Well, because we, right now, this week, we're going to ask you to help us drill 350 more water wells. Well, they never had any water, no clean water. And it's a miracle. Does it save lives? It does. By the millions, we have saved lives and led these people to a life in Christ. Simply make a gift to help us give water for life. That's all. Just make a gift. But we're going to send you something that could give you life and a meaningful life and a healthy life. So tell Betty some of the things
absolutely.
You know she wants to
I'm
know.
Going to start with the more controversial foods that people try to avoid that could actually be healing us. One is red meat. People say, but red meat is harmful. It contains saturated fat. If I were to ask any Bible believer watching who the wisest man who ever lived is, they would say Solomon. If I asked who's the wealthiest man who ever lived, Solomon. We've been talking a little bit about politics and peace. Who's the most peaceful king that ever lived? Solomon, 40 years of peace. If you have all the knowledge, wealth, and peace in the world, don't you think you'd make the best food choices? Well, every day, according to 1 Kings chapter 4, verses 22 and 23, King Solomon's daily provisions were red meat, bread, and poultry. Every day. That was Solomon's daily provisions. I have written over a dozen books on biblical health, including The Maker's Diet, and I missed it. And that's one of the new revelations in the Biblio Diet. If Solomon chose to eat red meat, knowing everything about science and the Bible, according to Scripture, the kings of the earth listened and sat at Solomon's feet. I want red meat in my daily diet. Why? Because it contains protein to build muscles and bones and joints, ligaments, tendons, immune system cells, and hormones. It contains iron for your blood, carnitine for your heart, glutamine for your gut. It's a multivitamin, and we're avoiding it. The first thing people say when they're trying to eat healthy is, I avoid red meat. You know who didn't avoid red meat? Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Jesus. They fed the fatted calf to the angelic host before the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, to Gabriel when he was giving instructions to Samson's parents on how to raise him, and to the prodigal son in the message Jesus gave, because they celebrated with red meat. But that's not all. Another food that's been vilified is one of the best foods on the planet. We talked about this on a previous program, eggs, including the yolk. Mm-hmm. You want a brain food for young and mature adults? Egg yolk. And the Bible says, I don't want to eat an egg white. It's disgusting. It's tasteless. It's like the white of an egg. The yolk is loaded with nutrition. It doesn't cause high cholesterol or heart disease. It's actually a superfood. And years ago, we were throwing away the yolk and eating an egg white omelet because we trusted the world and not God. Those are two. I'm going to go to now fruits and vegetables, which are more typically celebrated. Pomegranate is an absolute superfood. So is raspberry and walnut, all containing a compound, ellagic acid, that causes cancer cells to die, that balances your blood sugar, and so much more. Mulberry. People don't realize this little bush that's growing wilder in our backyard, the mulberry fruit and leaves are absolutely amazing for metabolism. In fact, my co-author, Dr. Josh Axe, said that money doesn't grow on trees, but medicine does. We have an entire chapter that tells you how you can make a tea out of fruit tree leaves right in your backyard, like oak trees, that the Bible calls medicine or a cure in Ezekiel 47:12 and Revelation 22:2. The fruit will be for food, and the leaves for healing. And in Revelation, the leaves are for the healing of the nations. This is not allegory. It's modern application. And people are being healed as a result of following God. What I love about Scripture, God says this, I prefer or honor obedience more than sacrifice. That's what Samuel said to Saul when Saul said, look, I did this for that. I did that for God. Samuel said, no, God prefers obedience versus sacrifice. If you will follow God's word in any application of life, in marriage, raising children, finance, or health, you will get a double blessing. The same way you get a double blessing by responding to this program, choosing life for yourself. It's biblical, it's logical, and it's simple. And then you can respond to giving water, clean water, to a child that didn't choose to be born in another nation in Africa. They didn't choose to have their only water source be contaminated. You can buy this book other places, but you can receive life and give life only one place here.
And we're going to send this book to any of you who will, so to speak, give a well of water or part of a well of water or a cup of water or give water to as many as you can with your gifts. Thank you for putting that in as a part of our lives. But that's what we've been doing together. And you know, as I've listened to you talking about even parts of the Biblio diet, I get a smile on my face because 22 years ago, you started saving our lives. And I don't know that I'd be 82 had I not taken seriously what you shared. But I read the Bible that you told me where to read and learn. The point is that as I listen, I realize that the things that maybe gave us many more years, and we don't feel like we're going anywhere. I feel like I can be just like this at 100. You talk about some people being 127, 100 and however many. I think, I don't know if I want to stay in this place the way it is around here another 100, another 27 years past 100. But here's the point. I believe God is going to give me the opportunity of sharing with you the Maker's dream, the Maker's vision, and that vision capture you and carry you. And we're going to show the world what the family of the perfect Father looks like. And we're going to make a kingdom impact in all nations before He comes. And that has to be done in this kingdom. That, hey, you can't fulfill any of those commissions and commands that Jesus and the Bible gives us in the next kingdom because there's none of them there to do. The enemy's been dealt with. He's been dealt out. He's done. So if we're going to overcome anything, we're going to put an armor and defeat somebody. If we're going to walk over the intentions of the deceiver, we're going to do it in this kingdom. So I'm going to try to help people. But they can't do much if they're sick. They can't do much if they're not healthy. I think you have done so much to help the whole church. And everybody that wants to learn from God how I can have better health, how I can deal with diseases, how I can help my family deal with all the challenges they have, how we can share with the world the things God tells us. That's what I see you doing.
Thank you. And the Bible is so amazing to give us life and lessons and principles if we'll just look. For example, King Hezekiah was told by the prophet he was going to die. And he begged God, I want to live longer. And God said he could have 15 more years. And he gave him a sign that proved it. But God was also practical. And he told Hezekiah through the prophet, take a fig and make a poultice and put it on a boil. Now, what was the boil? Was it a tumor? Maybe, maybe not. We don't know. But why was fig and not other fruits applied? Because fig has a certain type of fiber that's called mucilaginous fiber. It gels, and it can help suck out impurities. And figs have an enzyme called ficin, which breaks down protein. So, for example, figs are a healing food.
I love figs.
Most people don't eat figs, which is sad, but figs, when you eat them, instead of your typical orange, apple, and banana, which are great, but when you eat figs, you get special benefit. And that's another biblical healing food that we talk about. People ask me all the time, if you were on a deserted island, what would you eat? And there's so many good foods. Avocado is another one. Now, in the Middle East, at the time, avocado wasn't a food of the Bible. Today in Israel, they have beautiful avocado groves that I've been to. An avocado a day is what keeps the doctor away. Now, in Texas, I don't have to convince you to eat some guacamole.
I eat it every day.
Avocado is great for the brain. Yeah. It's great for the immune system.
And
it's good for the gut. Great fats, vitamin E, which is hard to find, and potassium, which is an electrolyte mineral that a lot of people are deficient in. And you don't have to just eat an avocado with some salt, although you could. It's great. You can use it many, many ways, including guacamole. But avocados are something
those
that we need more in our diet. Here's another superfood that's going to surprise people. Butter is a superfood.
Amen.
But you know what else? Cheese can be a superfood.
Amen.
Well, how do we know? Well, in Isaiah, talking about Jesus, the Messiah, it says that he will eat curds, which is cheese, and honey. And one translation says, in order to choose the good and refuse the evil. Honey gives the brain energy. The fats in cheese and butter help the structural components of the brain. I believe God has hidden these messages of health and nutrition and agriculture and finance in plain sight, and he's revealed it to some of us to share with the world. I can truly say that the Biblio Diet book was authored by God. We were blessed to pen this information. And I'm going to share with people how I was able to overcome Crohn's colitis and later cancer. My co-author, Dr. Josh Axe, overcame a debilitating spinal infection that the doctors said he may never walk again. And we were already health experts writing books and starting companies. But it wasn't until we had to choose life, choose faith, and then take action. James says, this James and James from the Bible, whose name was probably Yaakov, we'll get into that another time, Jacob, faith without action is dead. Everybody watching believes that we should be healthy, and everybody watching believes that children around the world should have access to clean water. Are people going to believe, or are they going to take action? Because belief without action is dead. It's nothing. No. That's why it's time today. Now is the appointed time for our salvation. There will be people that will respond. They'll be able to get the Biblio Diet book and study guide. They may have a life-changing experience, and we know they're going to change the life of a child who will literally die without their response. This is a great two-for-one bargain, as good a one as anyone can make a decision on today.
I know we've just about run out of time today, but I have to say I have been greatly enlightened today, and my husband's going to be forever delighted that some of the things that I was saying no yes. to, he's going to be like red meat.
Yes.
I have to be honest, I haven't eaten red meat in a long, long time, but I will begin to, because it's good for me. But and bread and all these good things you mentioned today, he's going to say, hey, remember what he told you?
Well, I think that we've definitely eat fish and chicken.
Yeah, we do eat fish and chicken.
That, and we don't apologize
and vegetables,
for that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we believe it's healthy. But I also believe everything else. And I'm just telling you, I think you may have saved our lives 20 years ago.
Thank you.
You've added our lives. You know, we have our friend, Dr. Connard, who says, I want to add not only years to your life, but life to your years. And that's what you've done, what we want to do for you. We'll send you this book as a gift if you'll help us give water for life to those who've never had clean water, disease-free water, but they can have it if you will share it with them. Watch closely.
When animals use the same water source as these villagers, it should not come as a surprise of what you will find.
This is where mothers are getting their water. These things are floating. It's dung. It's cow dung. Nobody should drink that water.
Why would these mothers ever collect water for their families from a river like this, knowing it is contaminated? Because there is no other source of water in this area for them to choose from. The result of having to drink water like this can cause waterborne illnesses, as in the case of Florindo, a 1.5-year-old boy whose mother and grandmother brought him to this rural clinic with the hope he will live.
Tell me, I'm sorry, Grandma. I'm sorry. And I'm praying that he will get well. And so what you have is a child that is suffering no clean water. That spells death. And so it's just imperative that we are busy doing what God has called us all to do, which is to care for those that are poor, to care for those that are hurting. In this region of Angola, we've drilled over 1,800 water wells. And in those communities, life happens. But in the communities where there's no water, death happens. Would you join with us in the fight to preserve life, to fight waterborne illness, to make sure that children have an opportunity, a chance at life?
You know, as I was watching that little boy, I couldn't help but think of all of them that we picked up in our hands and held them. I wanted to pick him up. I wanted to lift him up. And Betty, we've made it a goal every time we talk about water and so many wells now, like 350, we're telling the missionaries we're going to try to drill. We want to drill more than one if we can. We ask God to let us, and He's let us. And it's been a tremendous blessing to us and to our viewers.
It really has. Thank you for your help. If you have been helping for a long time, please, please don't stop. When you think about a drink of water, I go and I get a drink of water, James, many times a day, or we have a bottle of water. We have all different ways we can drink water. They have only one, and it's contaminated and filthy. Please join with us and let's help them get the clean water that they need. Don't stop helping. They need you. They're crying out for help. Those mothers are crying out for help. Thank you so much for all that you do and all that you will continue to do.
And many times they don't even have any water source. Mm-hmm. They have to, not in their area, they have to walk many kilometers just to get a little water to bring back, or they carry it on their heads. That's just to get for the day because there's nothing there. And when you put a water well in the midst that's clean, and that is protected by the concrete casing, and then you've got a manual pump, because they don't have reliable electricity, that they can, even a child can pump and get the water. I mean, it's like giving them the greatest miracle they will ever see in their mind. And you're the ones that have made it happen. 8,000 already drilled. We've inspired churches to go together and drill tens of thousands more all over the world. That's what you've done by showing the whole world that when you give people the water they've never had, it changes everything in their village, including in getting them into schools and getting an education and advancing their life because they've got health, and how with their health to grow the crops and even put some water on a little crop around their hut or their house. Would you right now go and get your bank card, use it like a check? If you write a check, make it to Life. I'm asking God, while we try to help you know how to eat for your health, for your life, for your strength, that you may be a blessing, yes, a biblical blessing to others by practicing biblical truth. Well, it's biblical truth to give, to care for the least of these. That's the only identifiable group that Jesus said, these are my sheep. The people who notice that and address it, and you're really ministering to me. Would you right now go and get a bank card? Go get your checkbook. Would you make the greatest gift you could make? Could you give part of a well? Could you give 30? Could you give $100? What could you do? Could you give part of a well or an entire well? We have some gifts to send you, including the book we just talked about and a study guide, and a beautiful Good Shepherd. I see me as the one on his shoulders, the others trying to walk in his shadow. He had to pick me up and carry me a lot in my life. I was fatherless, but I had a shepherd, and now I know the Father. And that Father wants us to look like his family, and his family will minister to the least of these, and he will definitely give water to the thirsty. Please, make the best gift you can. I'm praying for an outpouring of support today that will give so much hope in life to so many. Please do it right now. Don't say I will do it. Do it. Thank you so very much.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne diseases, but you can make a difference by helping provide fresh, clean water for life. With a gift of $48, you can help provide clean water for 10 children. A gift of $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Jordan Rubin's The Biblio Diet. Based on the ancient wisdom of the Bible and confirmed by modern science, this easy-to-follow plan provides healing secrets to help you live longer, master metabolism, reduce pain, fight depression, and conquer cancer. With your gift of $75 or more, you may request the Biblio Diet Bundle, featuring the book and its transformative study guide with weekly readings, prayers, places to journal, and links to video teachings to help you along your journey to greater health.
As you provide clean water for life, you can help heal those suffering from illness due to contaminated drinking water. You can bring life to others as well as find lasting health and longevity with the Biblio Diet.
Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And be sure to request our new bronze sculpture, The Good Shepherd. Please call, write, or make your gift online to provide life-giving water to people in need.
This is one of the tiniest water sources I've ever seen, just very little water. And the water that they're getting from this, you guys, it's shocking. It's filled with waterborne illness. I mean, it's literally killing people. I got to sit down and talk with a mother yesterday who has lost two children in the same week because of this very water right here. That's what breaks my heart. They have no other option, nowhere else to go. They will dig and dig and dig to try to find fresh, clean water, and they just can't get there. It's underneath their feet, but they need help. We can come in here and we can drill a well that would change everything for these children, these mothers. Please go to your phones right now. Call that number, go to the website, do whatever you can do, and let's change this village for them for the rest of their lives.
I can't tell you how much I wish everybody watching would get the book, but maybe in some ways even more than that, I wish everybody watching would give a gift, to give a child a fresh, clean drink of water, something many of them have never had. I've seen it. And I've seen what clean water does for a village. It's like a miraculous vision to see what happens and see their lives forever changed and see them come to know the Father that loves them because of you. Please make the greatest gift you can right now. Know that you're giving the greatest gift. You're giving life. Jordan, thank you.
I'm amazed
at how God keeps you captivated. The clarity with which you communicate important truth.
Yeah, thank you.
You know we love you. Thank you for loving us and loving the people that we're seeking to help. You're the ones that help them. You're the miracle that we're able to provide to the people that never dreamed they'd have one. Thank you for being that miracle. Betty and I love you.
We do.
And we're trying to help you too, every day. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us on this special Life Today as we continue to honor my father by bringing you some of his favorite programs. We'll see you again next time.
You can chart a purposeful path, creating a legacy of love and hope for future generations. Visit Life Planning Services today.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.